In the United States, a whistleblower's complaint about reported wrongdoing has launched an investigation into President Donald Trump. As a result, the word whistleblower is now appearing every day in American news stories. The word calls to mind a person directing a game or a police officer directing traffic. That person often has a device called a whistle, which makes a loud sound when you blow air through it. The sound of the whistle is a sign that someone has violated a rule. But blow the whistle can also mean to tell police, reporters, or officials about something, like a possible crime, that has been kept secret. Whistleblower is an official term that means someone who exposes wrongdoing with an aim to put a stop to it. Historically, whistleblowers have done an important job in stopping government corruption and abuse. Whistleblowers also have legal protections under U.S. laws. Members of Congress support whistleblowing in order to limit waste, lying, and mismanagement in government. They have created ways for people who work for the government to make formal complaints of wrongdoing. Whistleblowers can take their complaints to someone charged with dealing with them or directly to a lawmaker. Congress also protects whistleblowers by making sure their supervisors do not take action against them. In the 1990s and early 2000s, Congress passed additional laws to urge people who work for intelligence groups to report issues of urgent concern. If the issue is believed to be serious, it must be reported to Congress. Those laws are important now because the whistleblower who raised concerns about Trump is reportedly an intelligence official. The person's identity has not been made public, but Trump has said the official is a traitor who deserves to be dealt with severely. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.